Hello and welcome to The Print Pod, our daily podcast covering important news of the day. I am Shivani Mago and today I will be speaking about B.R. Krishnankutty's report on how there is a possibility that Nepal might sign the BRI implementation plan with China. After a major political shakeup in Nepal, the Himalayan country is reportedly on the brink of signing an implementation agreement with China on the BRI after 4 years of back-and-forth negotiations between Kathmandu and Beijing on investment modalities. Local Nepalese reports indicate that Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha will travel to China next week for a 5-day visit where he is scheduled to meet Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and other senior officials. It is during this visit that the implementation of the BRI is expected to be signed. It is also likely that Shrestha will attend the Bao Forum for Asia slated for 26 to 29 March in China's Henan province. In January, while serving in his previous post as Minister for Home Affairs, Shrestha said that Nepal and China will sign the BRI implementation plan very soon. This comes just weeks after a political shakeup in Nepal's government in which Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal, Prachanda, forged a new alliance with ex-Premier KP Sharma Oli's party, viewed as pro-China, after falling out with the Nepali Congress. A report in the Kathmandu Post says that although the Prachanda government is yet to officially decide to sign the BRI implementation plan, there are strong indications that it will be a focal point during Shrestha's upcoming visit to China. A report by Nepal Views says a draft of the agreement is almost ready. The print reached the Nepal embassy in India via calls and emails for a confirmation on Shrestha's visit. The report will be updated if and when a response is received. It has been several years since Nepal and China signed an MOU on BRI. Back in 2017, with 9 projects plans in the pipeline. However, hiccups arose over the financing of these projects. While the Nepalese side had been keen on only receiving grants with a view to avoid a debt trap, China is keen on providing loans. If Nepal and China do finalize the BRI implementation plan, it will implement that the differences on financing modalities have been resolved. Either the Nepalese would have resiled from their earlier stance of grants or concessional loans only, and agree to a commercial loan component, or the Chinese would oblige the new communist-dominated Nepalese government by sweetening their financial offers, Ranjit Ray, former ambassador to Nepal, told the print. Any proposed Nepali-China deal would have significant implications for the region, he added. There are other China-funded projects in Nepal which should raise national security concerns for India as well, says Nihar Nayak, research fellow at the IDSA. If the communist government under Prachanda continues, it's likely that other BRI projects strategically located in Nepal will gain ground. The proposed special economic zone in Damak region is located very close to India's Siliguri corridor. The Trans-Himalayan Multidimensional Connectivity Network also involves construction of tunnels, and we are well aware that the Chinese are adept at tunnel warfare, he told the print. Lessons from Pokhara International Airport. Friction between Nepal and China on BRI was also evident with regard to disagreements over the Pokhara Regional International Airport in Nepal. Unveiled last year in January, the Pokhara Airport is the third international airport in the country set up by the Chinese state-owned company CAMC Engineering and built on Chinese loans. On the eve of the inauguration, the Chinese embassy in Nepal said that this was a flagship project under the BRI, causing a stir. The Chinese embassy in Nepal continued to club projects in Nepal such as the WeChat Pay Cross Board Payment Service as part of the BRI. However, last June, then-Nepal Foreign Minister N.P. South stated that Nepal is yet to execute any BRI projects. Amid looming fears of a debt trap, Nepal has now undertaken diplomatic efforts with China to convert a loan for the airport project into a grant. The airport has failed to garner significant income with very few international flights since the 1 year of its opening, apart from the Chinese chartered flights. Asked about the possibility of Shrestha signing a BRI implementation deal with China on his upcoming visit to the country, Nepali Congress lawmaker Rajendra Bhagjain told Nepali media outlet Khabartoob, in an event it is a loan, has the Nepali government devised a strategy for its repayment, considering the challenges faced by the Pokhara International Airport? Navita Srikant, an independent geopolitics and security analyst, suggests that by signing a BRI implementation deal, Nepal would sign or signal to the world that it is joining a geopolitical bloc. This could adversely impact its upcoming flagship investment summit slated for late April, where the Himalayan country will be looking to attract foreign investment. With pending loans on Pokhara International Airport and 6 dysfunctional China-made aircrafts, China must prove itself worthy of Nepal. BRI's dire impact on Sri Lanka and Pakistan is well known, she told the print. Thank you for tuning in. For more such news and analysis, subscribe to The Print. You can visit www.print.com/subscribe.